In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the last Sunday of the blessed month of Misra, and the coming Sunday is the last Sunday of the Coptic year. So the last two Sundays, we will have the readings almost the same. Today is from the Gospel of St. Mark, and the coming week will be from the Gospel of St. Matthew. And both of the readings will be telling us about the end of the world. And of course, the Church in its wisdom arranged these readings in order to remind us at the end of this Coptic year how we should be prepared for the end of our lives and how we should be prepared for the coming of the Lord. And the whole discussion came when the disciples started to ask the Lord when. They were concerned about when these things are going to happen, when you will come again. And the Lord diverted their thinking into not to ask when, but actually to be concerned about how. Everybody sometimes is so much overwhelmed with the idea when the Lord will come. Every meeting with a priest, usually the people start the discussion by asking, Abuna, do you believe that we are in the last days? It's a very common question that the people keep on repeating it. But actually, more important than trying to guess and thinking about when he will come, we should be so much concerned about how we should receive him. It doesn't matter if he will come tomorrow or we will go to him today. At the end, either we go first or he come first, we know that there is no second chance. Once the door is shut, then no one is going to open it again. So the answer of the question about when the Lord will come was how you should be ready to receive him. So the Lord gave many instructions. We will just mention some of them. The first thing he said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. The first thing that we should be focused on, not to be deceived. Because Satan, since the beginning, his objective was to deceive men, to take them away from the way that the Lord planned for men to go through. And the Lord told us beforehand, so we should be attentive. Many people will come to say and teach us that this is the way. Come here, let me teach you about the Lord. Come out of the church, I will let you know who you can satisfy his commandments and meet the requirements. And then we have to be very careful to this. No one will take us away from the church, will be working with the Lord. The people go and build buildings where there is no altar, there is no sanctuary, there is no sacrifice, and they come and say, come to meet the Lord over there. We did not learn the Lord this way. He told us about how we can revive our spiritual life, how by taking communion we are to abide in him and he in us. Let no one deceive you and take you away from the church and teach you that the Lord is here while there is no sacrifice. We have to be very careful with this. The main trick for the adversary is to deceive the children of God, and sometimes by maybe disguising himself as an angel and teaching us new doctrine and new dogma, but at the end of the day, this leads us astray. The second commandment the Lord said to his disciples about how they should be prepared for him, when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled. When we are troubled, then we lose focus. Then we are distracted. Then we are so much obsessed with how to secure ourselves. The people who keep on thinking this way, usually they don't have enough time to think about how I should prepare myself to meet the Lord. When we are troubled, we feel so much that we want to secure what we have or maybe securing the future. When we are anxious, it's very hard for us to do something productive. That's why even we say to our children when they are prepared to an exam, don't be troubled, don't feel anxious, be relaxed, try to get your mind focused on what you are going to do, what you are going to have. When we are troubled, then there is no way for us to be prepared. It's something applied on our life here as well as the way we should be prepared to meet with him. He instructed his disciples also by saying, but watch out for yourselves. Watch out for yourselves. One of the main distractions for the children of God from following the Lord is sometimes we are focused on each other. We look to each other and we try to see, how can I secure myself from you? How this person treated me this day? The only good way to deal with each other is when I think of you as a person whom I should be loving and I should be serving. But we have to always be watching out for ourselves. We have to be so much focused on what do we feel, what we are going to do. Sometimes we try to play the game of judging others. We blame God. This person should not be doing this. This teacher should not be saying so. This person in the church should not be a Sunday school teacher. And at the end of the day, we totally forget, what about ourselves? Watch out for yourselves. At the end of the day, you have to have time where you can look inside. Our eyes are so much opened on the inside and so much blind on what is inside. We should not be like this. The fourth instruction was, pray that your flight may not be in winter. What does it mean? Winter is a time of cold. And the Lord is instructing us not to have this spiritual coldness. We have all the time to be hot. Not only lukewarm, but actually spiritually hot, meaning that we are close to the light. When we are close to the light, we can keep our spiritual temperature always hot. We are so close to Him, that's why from Him we gain this heat. Not to fly in winter, not to meet the Lord while we have cold inside us. The last instruction was, take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. All those people who are really serious about how to receive the Lord, they watch and pray. The most important, maybe if we are to summarize what we should be doing, is watch and pray. The Lord even concluded the whole session by saying, whatever I'm saying to you, I say to each one else, watch. Watch for yourself and pray. When we ignore praying, we ignore also our preparation to meet with Him. When prayer is not a priority in our life, then we cannot claim that we are really concerned about the time of His coming. Let us heed the word of the Lord at the end of this Coptic year and think of about our the end of our lives as well. Let us remember what He said and what He instructed His disciples. We have to take heed that no one deceives us. When we hear of wars and rumors, when we have rumors of wars, when we have many troubles, don't be troubled, but also put your trust in Him. Watch out for yourselves. Look more inside than outside. Pray that your flight may not be in winter. Avoid to have this spiritual coldness. And also take heed, watch, and pray. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.